Eleanor Daly is one of Canada's most successful and gifted composers. She's very prolific. She has over 140 published compositions. She has performed all over the world and has an international reputation. She is coming as part of Charleston Civic Chorus' spring concert. That's this Sunday, May 18th at 3 p.m. at Charleston Baptist Temple, 209 Morris Street in Charleston, West Virginia. And admission is free. I had an opportunity to speak to Ms. Daly this past week. Well, thank you so much for doing this, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
As I understand it, you're coming to our fair state very soon.
Yes, I am, for the first time.
For the very first time, not been in West Virginia?
In West Virginia, yes.
That's wonderful. You're bringing a selection of your pieces, and Truman and his people are going to perform them, and you're going to conduct? Is that how it's going to work?
Yes, they are. A bit of both.
Okay.
Yes. Some organ, some piano, and then some waving my arms around. We'll sort of share things.
Well, can we talk a little bit about your background? Was there music in your home? Was this something that was part of family life?
Yes. My mom played the piano, and my aunt, who lived with us, played the piano and the organ at church, and sometimes the violin. I started rhythm band when I was 4, and started piano when I was 5, and just sort of played piano, well, I still do, I guess, for the rest of my life. Music was always a part of my life. I played for choirs, and don't sing much. You don't want to hear me sing.
Which is kind of ironic, right?
It is, in a way, sort of odd. So I write, especially, I'm in awe, particularly of sopranos. So.
Well, how did the whole choral composition or composition come into your field of focus, your life?
It was really a bit by accident. I studied organ at university, and when I graduated, if one plays the organ, probably one is going to get a job at a church. So I started really out of necessity, just writing little pieces of music for my church choir, and I realized that I really quite enjoyed doing it. I didn't really ever study composition. It just kind of happened. But having played for choirs all my life, I understood a lot about voice leading and what works with voices and what doesn't. And
so are you primarily a choral composer?
Yes, choral. I leave orchestral and that sort of thing to people who know what they're doing. No, my primary interest is choral music. I've written a few things for organ and piano and thing, but choral music is my first love, certainly.
As opposed to instrumental music, what does choral music bring, you think?
It's the words. For me, the text, the poetry is what brings the music alive. If there weren't words, I would have a more difficult time composing, I think. The words are of utmost importance.
And can you tell us some of the texts that you have set?
Well, I love the poetry, say, of Yeats. I've set his Lake Isle of Innisfree. Let's see, Charles Dickens.
Really, what did you set of Dickens?
Well, and I'm embarrassed to say I didn't realize he even wrote poetry.
I didn't either.
It's a beautiful poem called Things That Never Die. And in this case, I set it for female, for treble voices. So Truman's women will be singing it. Looking forward to that. Edgar Guest. Who else is here? Lawrence Houseman. Thomas Hood. Madeline Bridges. Yeats. I said that already. Those are just a few, really.
Those are the some of the works that we'll be hearing in Charleston?
That's correct, yes.
Are there going to be parts of a requiem you wrote? Is that correct?
We'll do the centerpiece movement, which is called In Remembrance. I would say that's probably my most well-known composition. So we will be doing that.
It would seem to me, because I compose a little, that...
very good.
Thank you. To tackle a requiem would be a pretty much a commitment. I mean, there's like, okay, I'm going to set this text maybe 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, But a requiem, it seems to me to be a long-term relationship. you know what I'm saying?
Is it? In fact, I think it took me about 9 months, kind of like having a baby, really. It was a challenge, and I chose to not go the normal route of setting, you know, the Latin requiem text. Much of it, a fair bit of it, is actually in English. There, and then there's some English with Latin interwoven. Yes, it was a challenge. That was a long time ago. That was when I was young.
Young and you had the energy, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yes.
Yeah.
When something that one has written is brought to life with the right choir, it's just absolutely thrilling. In fact, when I wrote my requiem, it was written for the Elmer Eisler Singers, and the late Dr. Elmer Eisler was the conductor. And the first time I went to hear it in a rehearsal, I was just astonished. I mean, he found things in the music that I didn't know really were there. It was quite an exciting moment.
Have you been composing for quite a while now, or is this a recent thing?
I started at Fairlawn Avenue Church in 1982, and I think I started writing these little introits. We had one set of introits, so these little pieces that are sung at the beginning of the services. And one day I thought, if I have to do one of these one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. So I started to just write them myself.
Yes.
And made it a bit of a project to do that every week. And then I had four women who were lovely singers, and I wrote some little quartets for them. And then my colleagues started performing some of my pieces, and it kind of just went from there. So I've been very fortunate to have the opportunity and to have colleagues who have been so supportive of my music.
All right. Well, it's been a delight talking to you.
And I hope to see you, Jim. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a wonderful day.
I look forward to visiting soon.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.